I almost didn't show up because Blue Sky is so good, and
Oh.
I wanted to spend the rest of my morning on Blue Sky. And why are you people here? Okay. Like, just go to Blue Sky.
Oh my
Like,
God.
literally hijacked my morning. Get off all the other platforms you people are on. If you're on any of those other stupid platforms, get off and get onto Blue Sky.
What
And
did you
Blue Sky,
find?
just Blue Sky, like, for if you want to condense it, it's BS, right? Blue Sky, BS. It's
Right,
BS.
right.
It's pure BS,
Right.
guys. Okay. And if you go over there, follow Sunday Girl and Jamal Bowie. I'll put these on the show notes. That's the word I'm looking for. But I'm not sure I'm ready for you, Catherine, but
I'm ready
okay.
though. I'm ready for
Oh,
change.
no, hang on. Let me. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Go on.
And also, you could also follow Subrant over there.
Yes, follow Subrant, please.
Sunday Girl, she lightens my mood in the mornings, or usually also kind of tanks it because she's sarcastic and satire. She said, Trump has all the virtues I despise and none of the vices I admire. Okay, so that's kind of run of the mill for her. That's fine. It's obvious, kind of obvious thing. But then someone replied to her with, Trump is too immoral to have virtues that are laudable and too stupid to have vices that are interesting.
Oh my God.
And that was Mrs. Betty
Oh,
Bowers.
I love Betty Bowers. I used to
I don't
follow
know.
her. I used to
Yeah, I don't know who
follow
that
her on.
is.
Oh yeah, I used to
Wow.
follow her on the old Twitter.
Twitter.
Ye old
Yeah, it's called
Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
No, it's well, the old Twitter.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm off all this shit. Yeah, because I'm barely on socials anymore. But anyway, what else we got?
I don't believe that for a second. You sent me some stupid crap from Instagram
I
again.
know. If Blue Sky is like Instagram, I would go. I hate that I still like Instagram.
Okay, TikTok is better than Instagram, so you can use TikTok and Blue Sky, and those are good replacements for those other platforms.
Okay.
I will say I ran into she, I didn't run into she came down here my sister-in-law who's a Potter. I think we've actually talked about her on the show
Probably,
before.
probably.
Yeah, she came down and we were talking and I remember that's like the only thing I miss from Instagram now is because I used to follow her and she would her pottery she would share her pottery and some things about her pottery and that's like one of the only things I miss from there. Well, that and radio control cars because I'm a child.
Okay. So what else are we talking about?
I sent you six things, and I now have, and that was last night.
I know.
I now have 12 things.
Jeez. Yeah, and I have like I don't know how many things, but where should we start?
There was a lot of nationalism versus patriotism talk about today because I think once someone wrote something about it. I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention to it, but I was
Okay.
in my head. It got me thinking about what the difference. And one thing I wrote down. So I'm going to read it. Quote from myself. Nationalism is a bat used to beat to death anyone not in your tribe.
Ooh.
Patriotism is a set of ideas used to protect anyone who is in your tribe or who wants to join your tribe.
You wrote that?
Yes.
I love it. See, you're a writer.
That happens like once a decade,
Okay. Well,
that kind
that's
of
happened. At least it
clarity.
happened. I love that clarity for you. I love it for all of us. Thank you.
I try. I usually fail. And
No.
unfortunately, you people are on the receiving ends of most of my failures. But thanks for listening, I guess. We never do that, do we? We never thank our listeners. Should we do
Woof.
that?
Yeah, thank you.
Send money and then I'll thank you.
Oh, God. We need to format. Anyway, no, I love that, James. That's good. That was
Get an
good.
envelope, open envelope, shove cash into en envelope, write to James, and shove it in the mail.
Yeah,
I
that's
think that's
gonna
how it works,
happen.
right?
That's gonna
That's how
happen.
that's
That's
all you
never
need.
gonna happen.
Thanks for your positivity. God damn it. This morning I woke up and then just the news was just it was an avalanche.
Oh, I
Like
don't
literally
know.
or maybe it was because I had internet for the first time in a week.
That's probably what it is. You're getting back up to speed.
For the past year they've been talking about AI is going to replace all the jobs. It's like what jobs are they going to replace?
I don't know.
I read yet another article over at Axios about this, which they linked to another article that they had written earlier about all the jobs that it's destroying. The only jobs that they could cite that currently have been replaced are just a few here and there in the HR department, human resources. And I'm like, is that such a loss? I mean,
Well,
do we even need the HR department?
I thought HR departments got decimated like over 10 years ago, so.
No, they're growing.
Oh, now
All
they're
they do is
growing.
they have they don't ever get decimated. They just keep growing.
Oh, God. I thought.
It's like a disease. It's like a virus or something. Once it's in the system, it just keeps propagating and it will eventually destroy the entire system. But the other thing is, obviously, we've been dealing with for years customer support, right? You call on the phone and
you get AI.
But after my experience this week with CenturyLink, it can't get any worse. So replace away.
Oh, it can get worse.
You
could try canceling your water service from Sparklets for the last 4 days and being on hold an average of like 2 hours at a time and never getting a person.
Pretty bleak.
And then getting on their website and having absolutely no way to cancel your service on your portal or change your payment schedule so you can take your credit card off. So I'm gonna have
you
to
can call it. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I'm going to have to call the bank and cancel the payment. I don't know. I might have to drive my bottles down to Sparklets because I am
fucking
done.
No, forget it. That's what you do. Cancel that and go to the Better Business Bureau website or Corporate Commission for Arizona?
Yeah, that.
And file complaints. File complaints.
So do you have any follow-up, James?
Yes. So we were talking about fashion.
Right.
Which I don't think I am legally allowed to talk about because mm-hmm. my fashion sense is... when I supply to myself is not good.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I understand fashion. I have problems with it. I'm not the most well-versed. But I thought it was interesting when I was thinking a little bit more about it. It's very accessible. A lot of the art forms are pretty accessible. Like if you want to draw, you need a piece of paper and a pencil.
Right.
That's pretty accessible. If you want to paint, it gets a little more complicated, right? Because you need, you can start with paper, mm-hmm. but then you need paint and paintbrushes, and paint is kind of expensive. It takes a lot to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But fashion, you need a sewing machine and a bolt of material.
Ooh.
It's called a bolt, right? I think it's
a bolt. Yeah. You know what?
Okay.
That's expensive.
And crazy lady, no, it's not. See, you're the crazy lady who buys all the expensive stuff, but you can go and buy a really nice used sewing machine for $100. Easy.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the bolts of fabric.
Yeah, you can get that cheap, too. I mean,
where?
You can't do it at Joann's anymore because it's closed or being, the Onion pointed out they're going to be converted into jails, which seemed like a good use.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, they were jails for the creative mind.
Yeah, there you go. You can go to Walmart and get fabric.
Aye.
Repurpose fabric. I don't know. An old wedding dress. Say you have an old wedding dress lying around. You could just repurpose that.
Well, yeah.
It's actually very accessible. I mean, granted, it requires skill. Like drawing should as well, right? I mean, you shouldn't really start sharing your stuff until you're good at it. But right. I think it's the same thing. You need the craft skills first, and then you can build something into maybe art or even just craft, even if you're just doing the craft of it.
Right, right.
And it's such, I go on about this too much, but I'm going to do it again. The sewing machine is one of the most versatile creation tools you can have. It's like, it's more powerful than a table saw or a welder because it's smaller and you can do more with it.
Right. I have 4 sewing machines and a shit ton of fabric, and I have been kind of hoarding it since Joann's is out of business.
Joann's.
And the quilt stores, the quilt stores only have really expensive quilting cotton. Fashion is accessible, but it eludes me daily, James.
There are places on the internet that sell fabric.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. I have found them.
And when I think of you and fabric and creations, I think of the knitting.
Oh, right. Yeah, I kind of make my own fabric with the stuff.
You are kind of a genius when it comes to knitting. So I've got a question for you. Well, don't laugh.
Yes.
That was a genuine statement.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So if you were to make,
a
pullover scarf is like a tube, say a foot long tube of a scarf. How long would that take you to knit, do you think? Do you have an idea of how long that would take you to knit?
Like a Mobius scarf?
Sure. Let's just say that.
Oh, Mobiuses take a little bit more time. I used to do those. I could probably knock something out in like 3-4 hours. It depends.
And how much
would
you sell that for?
I don't know. I wasn't selling my stuff for, I was kind of breaking even. Most of it was in lieu of therapy. So I was just happy to sell stuff.
Well,
and to me, it was a win-win-win-win-win.
Yeah, that seems like a good deal. You, instead of paying for therapy, you're getting paid to be in therapy.
Right. So I don't know. That's a good question. And I've not been knitting for a while. So,
which is unfortunate, disappointing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's just so much has been going on. My energy has been kind of zapped. But I don't know, $30, $40.
Oh, God, that's way too short. That's way too little. No wonder you kept selling out because you're underselling them. People were probably buying them and reselling them for $100. Hell, I'll do that. I'll pay you $20.
Some of my stuff was cool. Some of my stuff was good.
Because, you know,
anyway.
The only time I did sell any of the rockets was when I was at a craft show. And if I was there, I could totally sell your stuff for $100. Easy.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll have to talk after the after we record this because that might be an option.
Do we need like some kind of intro for this?
Okay, what's the intro?
Vax Corner.
Oh, Vax Corner.
Yes, where we talk all things vaccination, vaccines and things. And
oh, God.
Brain worms? No.
Do, 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 do. Yes. Vax Corner, go for it. Yeah, HHS canceled Moderna's bird flu vaccine. Yay. Long story short, they just canceled a vaccine award for $590 million. And I guess that was the second one. There was another one for like $189 million
right.
or something. It was like there was the Biden era effort that was aimed at creating vaccines for pandemic preparedness. Go figure. Why the hell would you want to do that?
Vaccines are fantastic and you want to kind of support them. And this, why would you cancel them? This makes no sense to me at all.
I don't know.
So this brings up something, a point that I was thinking about yesterday that kind of seemed like it put things more in perspective. I think about the Dominican Republic and Haiti a lot because they share, they're the same people. They share the same island, but one is a nice little country. The other one is unfortunately a place you don't want to be. And what separates them is their government, right?
Right.
The Dominican Republic has a functional government. The Haiti has a third world government. That's what we mean by third world. The people of Haiti don't want it. You know, they don't get to choose. They've just always been saddled with horrible governments. They have not been able to create. And it's kind of luck of the draw where you're born and what government you currently have. Governments change. So the first world is just lucky that we have decent, solid governments. And the third world is just unlucky that they have bad governments. And when you have a bad government, it's really hard to change. So it takes a lot of effort to do that. My broader point, unfortunately, looking back at America, we are currently being run like a third world country. Like what Trump is doing now is exactly the playbook of what third world oligarchs do.
Oh, God.
You see it in Hungary and Turkey, where these were countries that were aspiring to become first world and have taken a sharp turn and are no longer on that path.
Right. While you were saying that it takes a long time to turn a government around from bad to better, so to speak, it doesn't seem to be taking a lot of time to go from good to not good.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what's so concerning, like the what's not being attacked. I mean, the rule of law is being attacked, journalism's being attacked, universities, freedom of speech.
Vaccines.
And you know, on this H1N1 avian situation, I don't know if it was an older interview or not, but it was on KTAR and they were interviewing Glenn Hickman, who owns Hickman Bird Farm, like the egg farm. And evidently they've been affected again this week. The flock was showing illness, signs of illness. I guess he has over 3 million birds. And so the flock was showing signs of illness last week and the tests were confirmed this Tuesday. And it is the second time that we've been told the Hickmans was affected by avian flu because they were infected back in February. And it was interesting because he said, what's frustrating, I'm going to quote him. He said, what's frustrating is we know the vaccines are the answer. So, and yet we can't get our federal government to release the vaccine so that we can vaccinate our birds. Evidently, countries in Europe are vaccinating chickens, ducks, and turkeys with U.S.-made vaccines. They're doing it, James. And he said, we have the ability to do it, and we vaccinate for other poultry diseases. It wouldn't be a big deal. And we could start that as soon as we get the green light from the government. But they're getting pushback. You know where they're getting pushback from primarily?
No, why don't you tell me?
I will tell you. From the meat side of the chicken trade, not the egg side. They don't want the birds injected, and it's the meat side. Because evidently, we eat these birds, that we eat their eggs.
We eat the eggs and we eat the meat. I don't understand why one side.
Yeah, so, well, like, I guess, like, after the birds are done producing eggs, they're turned into meat birds or whatever.
Right, so
they're like, they're getting pushback from the meat end of the chicken trade, not the eggs. And that, it just floored me. You know, and he was talking about how their droppings outside, they're trying to keep the air clean. They can't really do something with, like, all these places where they have all these birds. In closing, a lot more birds are going to die. Egg prices will probably go up in this area because Hickman is a huge producer of eggs. If they have to slaughter all of their chickens, I mean, their business models perhaps in jeopardy. And it's really a shame when vaccines could stop this nonsense.
So are you saying egg prices might get to $1,000 an egg soon?
I don't know, but it's one
of
my...
It would be like lobster. Also, it sounds to me like you're saying we're not going to have chicken anymore. If you're the next Democratic presidential nominee, you could run on a chicken in everybody's pot.
Oh, that was done. I think, did that work?
That was the joke, is that we're
okay.
we are returning to 1950s values.
Oh, we are. Chicken in every pot.
Yeah, value as in chickens are now way more valuable than they used to be.
No shit.
Because there was a time when people couldn't afford chicken. Like, that was a luxury. Mm-hmm. Beef, forget it. That was completely nonsensical.
Right.
So we, congratulations, MAGA has won.
Yeah, MAGA has won. Anyway, and the other part of Vaccine Corner, if you want to discuss this, the eligibility for a COVID booster or shot. There was a good article in PBS News, kind of really dug down deep. But basically, the FDC, I mean, FDC, the FDC. What the hell is that?
Wait, are you saying they're not going to be broadcasting the COVID vaccine
anymore?
Yeah,
evidently not. No, the FDA and CDC will no longer recommend annual COVID vaccines for healthy people younger than 65.
Wasn't there talk about actually restricting it unless you were in a special group, like the over 65s?
Over 65s, they don't want pregnant people. They're no longer women. They're pregnant people from receiving the updated COVID vaccines. It says pregnancy has been shown to be a risk factor, though, for developing severe COVID. But nah, just don't. Don't. Let's just like hold on to that one. Just don't. Let them just wing it.
Well, what I took away from that article was that in order to qualify to get the vaccine, you will have had to have died from COVID at least once. And then you will qualify to get the vaccine.
The OBGYNs are not happy about it, and they're actually concerned about potential deterioration of vaccine confidence in the future. Can you imagine any more deterioration? Yeah, the exceptions for people are with underlying conditions. And I'm just going to list this: asthma, cancer, diabetes, pregnancy is on there. That's an exception, although they're not going to be able to get it. I don't get it. Depression, chronic lung disease, and HIV. I don't see anything there about like immune disorders.
Yeah, these aren't the smartest people around, mm-hmm. So they miss a lot of stuff.
Can we just rename the anti-vax community?
I don't have the authority to, but I believe that you do. Didn't you get a degree in that or something?
No, but I just...
Yeah, you have a degree in psychology. That's close
okay.
enough.
Okay, so I suggest we just make t-shirts that rename the anti-vax community, and all it's going to say is people who don't care about public health and would rather see people and animals suffer and die than to accept that science is real so they can woefully acknowledge that their beliefs are total bullshit.
That is not an appropriate t-shirt. That's not, you can't even, like, what is that? Is that a haiku or something?
I wrote a haiku, but.
Well, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
So, this is not haiku corner. This is Vax Corner.
So Vax Corner. So good job, anti-vax stuff. It's like,
so what are we renaming them? What's their new name?
Their new name. Oh, I got to go back there. People who don't care about public health and would rather see...
No, you need a name, though. That's not a name. That's a description.
No, that's their name.
Do you know what a name is? A short thing that you use to identify a person.
I know, but I couldn't get it all in. I was emoting in my head. And I had to get it down on paper.
Okay, that's Let's fine, just move but don't on. Call it a name.
It's a
I mean,
name.
Like MAGA. MAGA, what does MAGA mean? What does
I don't
MAGA
know.
Mean?
What, no, oh, actually, what, in
Catherine,
some
what does MAGA mean? In some languages, what does it mean?
Wickedness. Evil.
Wickedness. Don't be silly.
Yes.
This sounds like a conspiracy.
We need to start a conspiracy. But I did not know this. I was perusing probably Instagram. Thank you very much.
I doubt it. Nothing good comes from Instagram.
Late of 2024, social media users were sharing a meme that listed the meaning of the word MAGA in various languages. These supposed translations had dark or negative connotations. I will link the article. Snopes, my favorite debunker of bunk, translated MAGA into the languages listed on the meme using Google Translate, and you know, which has some error. I mean, it's all built in, and then other.
Just get to it.
Okay, MAGA in Latin translates to witch. In Portuguese,
and witches are bad somehow.
Yeah, in Portuguese, it means magician, sorceress, or wizard. In Japanese. Allegedly, it means wickedness, evil, calamity, and disaster. And in Nigerian, it's sucker.
Nigerian? Is that a language?
A slang word in Nigeria.
It means, Nigeria, okay.
Yeah, it means sucker, fraud, victim, or easily fooled idiot.
I don't believe these things. You're going to have to put them in our show notes to confirm.
Yes, I will link this article from Snopes. But they basically translated MAGA into the languages listed on the meme And the translate, it does present the possibility of error, but most of the translations were accurate. The relationships are homonyms versus homophones, meaning they are the same word with same spelling, but different pronunciation. Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Well, I don't believe in it because Snopes is full of lies.
Is it?
It absolutely is. That's their entire business model is based on, yes, okay, technically they debunk the lies, but it's first and foremost lies.
Right. But I translated some of these and I came up with the same translations.
This is like could be a MAGA talking point. It's like Snopes is full of lies. You can legitimately say
that. Oh, yeah, you can say it is, but they debunk
it is,
the
however,
lies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the whole point is to debunk them. But the lies are there, Catherine. The lies
right,
are there.
Right. So anyway, that's what I had on that.
I think we would do better if we just went with Snopes and cut out the debunking part and republished all their lies, because that's what sells, Catherine. That's what sells.
So you don't believe this? I thought it was, I was reading this
I believe
to a
you.
Friend.
I'm not saying, that's not what I'm saying. I do believe it. I'm just, it's ironic that the lies sell better than the debunking, than the truth does.
I know.
Well, it's not ironic, it's disappointing.
Right. So are you saying that MAGA doesn't mean wickedness, evil, or lies? Do you think that Snopes debunked it or supported it?
Did you understand what I was saying?
No, I think.
I was, this is like satire.
Oh, I
like
see. It was satire. I'm sorry. It's going over my head. The caffeine
level.
Maybe
is we
not...
should just get to the haiku now.
No, haiku. But we skipped a couple things. But are we done?
What did we skip?
The bike.
Oh, yeah. Did we do all the follow up?
No, you didn't.
Oh no. Okay. Let's follow the end of the show. We're gonna follow the follow up that we should have started at the beginning of the show, because that's where follow up comes, at the beginning of the show,
right.
Not at the end of the show.
Right.
We keep talking about Free Hug Bear, so I was gonna rename the shug.
No.
The shug. Going to rename the show Free Hug Bear. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?
No. Hard no.
Oh.
Hard no.
I guess that's three no's to one. Okay.
This is what I wanted to say to you about renaming the show. Mm-hmm. It's like we need to get back to our subrant roots. Ranting about stupid shit that annoys us, James.
Yeah, that's called politics
now.
Yeah,
taking verbal jabs at the likes of Andrew Warhol. And Jeff Koons and Damien Hirst. I miss the days where we mocked invisible art and pretentious art speak and poked fun at curators and gallerists. Don't you?
Yeah, the problem is I don't get to the art news anymore because the political news takes all my time.
I know, but I want to uncover hoaxes again.
There was a time, well, the hoax is now in the White House. There was a time when we could blow through the real news.
Right.
In no time at all, because right. Joe was doing good stuff and he wasn't doing a lot of stuff to begin with. Mm-hmm. The stuff he was doing was good, and he was going through Congress. So, we don't follow bills all the way through Congress. You just talk about them when they're passed.
Right.
And so there wasn't a lot to talk about on a daily basis. No. It's just the government generally moves slowly because that's the way it's designed to work.
Right.
The founding fathers designed it to work slowly.
Right.
When it works too quickly, something's wrong.
Is it working too swiftly?
Well, it's trying to,
Well, it's doing some ping pong with this
executive orders
right.
Every day.
And the taco trade.
So I'm glad that I actually took a moment out a couple days ago to see what taco was, what that meant.
Uh-huh.
Because if I hadn't taken the moment to figure out what it meant, I wouldn't have understood what the hell was going on social media, because everybody was suddenly talking about tacos and it wasn't Tuesday. So I'm like, why are you talking about tacos if it's
right,
not Tuesday?
Right.
Taco stands for Trump always chickens out. And
yes.
Someone asked him about that at the White House, and he got a little bit annoyed.
Yes, he did.
Because he can't take criticism, even just the slightest little bit of criticism. Like Joe, if you had said that to Joe Biden, he would have laughed it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you start talking about Dark Brandon, he's a bad guy. He's like, what did Joe do? He owned it. He says, yeah, I'm Dark Brandon, bitch.
Right.
Bring it on.
He put the sunglasses on.
Oh, man, what a guy.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, evidently this is a thing. But, the weaving and bobbing and the ping-ponging with the issue got to me. And just, I know we're closing up the show, but, Wednesday night, the U.S. Court of International Trade blocked most of the Trump tariffs. And then what did we have, a reprieve for like 12 hours?
Oh, yeah, no, it's a stay, which is understandable because... It's going to get kicked up to the Supreme Court.
I think it will.
It's the back and forth. So it was not a surprise that happened.
Okay. All right.
You should know that. Come on, you've been around.
I know, but it just bugs me. Anyhow, so as we slip into what are we slipping into?
Haiku?
Authoritarianism. Yes, I was up this morning and I thought, since I'm not a real writer, I just continue to write. Shut up. And I wrote a haiku.
Catherine, this is one of the dumbest things I can point. This is the only thing that makes me an intellectual, and it's the simplest point. Like, if you write, you're a writer. If you paint, you're a painter. If you sing, you're a singer. If you don't do those things, then you're not that thing.
Okay.
People style themselves, oh, I want to be a singer. I want to be an actor. I want to do all these things. Well, you can just do them, and then you are that thing. If you're not doing it, though, you're not that thing. If you're a writer, you are a writer. So Okay. Stop pussyfooting around.
Okay. So let me just read you this haiku that just came from nowhere to somewhere as my little collection of poetry will be called someday. It's called an authoritarian haiku. Capitulation. Law, speech, freedom upended. Fear, where once was home.
Oh, was that it? I'm sorry.
It was a haiku!
Okay, I don't know. Don't haiku
575.
Is that some kind of MAGA speak for...
No, no, 575. It's like five...
I know.
You know. Anyway.
It sounds like one of those coded words that they use. Dog whistle. Sounds like a dog whistle.
My haiku did?
No, I'm saying the 575.
Okay.
Because they use all these numbers that they refer to get around the being, quote, censored on the internet. That's a lovely haiku. I don't poem, though, so I don't have nothing to respond it to.
Okay.
I have nothing to respond with it to.
Okay. Sometimes I just have to get my words out and then I feel better.
You should do that. You know, I keep telling you, just write everything down, share it. That's what the interwebs are for. You can go on Blue Sky. You can create another account if you want, or just do it under your normal account and share this stuff with people. What's so hard about that? Start knitting again. You have all this potential that is being wasted right now.
It is being wasted, and it's being wasted in this house, which is a sucking black hole of wanton greed. It needs to be redone so badly.
And wanton greed?
My house. It's just greedy. It's a greedy little creep. It's eating up all my finances.
Okay, the house should obey your command.
I know.
You don't have to obey its command.
But when, like, the floors are, like, looking like shit and, crazy stuff has to be, like, repaired. I have a lot of repairs here. And I'm getting
through
it. You
are such a little consumerist.
I'm getting through it.
Catherine.
I'm going to have to live here forever, but I'm getting through it.
You don't necessarily have to do that. It's not necessarily true.
No.
You can live on the street out of a golf cart.
Okay.
Or a shopping cart.
Or, like, one of those little cargo bikes. From the BBC, maybe that would work.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Don't try to link, because we're done now.
No, we're done. We're not going to talk about that. We'll talk about that next time.
What I will do is I will shop for some shopping carts that will be appropriate for you.
Okay.
Get some nice ones with some nice flooring, maybe an umbrella attached to it.
I would say an umbrella
least,
would help. That
yes,
would help.
Maybe a sunroof.
Not big on sunroofs. No.
No,
umbrella's
I know.
Enough. Okay.
Sunroom.
I think we're good.
Let's go write some poetry.
Okay, I will.